Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The night is darkest just before the dawn, and I assure you, the dawn is coming, and it might be here in the form of one Cooper Flag to rescue us from sadness as we welcome in our buddy Bobby Corella, DLLS Mavs. And Bobby, goodness gracious, we've been down bad, brother. But what Cooper Flag is doing right now, I feel like I'm a phoenix rising from the ashes. My hopes, they're starting to come back into my being. How are you, man? And how damn good is Cooper Flag?
Dude, I love that energy. It's 80 degrees and sunny outside. Like, it is clear. Coop is him, and he has reinvigorated the entire Metroplex. I mean, you know, last night, they're going up against Jokic, who's probably the best player alive. AD is on Cooper Flagg's team. AD is one of the best players of all time. Jamal Murray is going to be an all-star this year. And none of those dudes was the best player on the floor. The best player on the floor was a 19-year-old rookie. It is unreal how good he is. And it's not just like at one thing. He doesn't just have one trick or one go-to move or one strength. He can do everything. Go right, go left, pull up, face up, shoot the three ball last night. He was playing great defense. He's a monster in transition. Like, he is the real deal in every single way. And it's really tough to contain my excitement about him, man, because he is unbelievable.
Bobby, you know me, the former scout, is always curious, like, what people said about him. Such high praise, first overall pick, talking about all these things. Is there something about his game that they didn't talk about before he got drafted that you're seeing now that translates even better?
Yes, he's a much more dynamic offensive player than I thought that he would be right out of the gate. And part of that is based on his role on the team now, as opposed to what we saw earlier in the season.
Yeah.
You know, he was playing point guard, making decisions. There wasn't a lot of space. And so it was kind of clunky for him for a while. But, you know, now he's playing off the ball, catching it in more advantageous positions where he can just make a move and go. He doesn't have to think. He can just go out and play. And also, AD's playing the five. So there's a lot more shooting and space on the floor for him to work with. But if you go back and watch him in college, he would do some of this same stuff. He uses his size well. He uses his body well. He can ward off defenders. But at Duke, you know, he'd kind of do spin moves to the basket a lot. He'd pick up his dribble a lot in weird positions. It just kind of looked like he didn't realize that he's just way bigger and stronger and more athletic than everyone else. So he can just turn the corner and go, and no one's going to stop him. And we're seeing him now do that multiple times a game. I mean, last night he had a couple nasty dunks on guys that are just as big as him. And so I think he's starting to get a little more aggressive. And, you know, in college, he did average 19 a game or whatever. I mean, he was the Naismith Player of the Year. He's a great player, but, you know, I just didn't see him being able to take a leap to where he could pretty regularly and kind of easily get to 25 points in an NBA game. I thought he'd be a good defender right out of the gate, but I did not think that he had the ability and the desire to score this much this early in his career.
Bobby, is this God-given talent, or is this guy getting coached up on a different level?
That's a good question because, you know, on the Peacock broadcast last night, you know, Vince Carter, who I have a ton of respect for.
Oh, yeah,
I love
absolutely,
that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and Melo, who's one of the best scorers at the kind of that tweener forward position that Coop plays of all time. They were both saying that, okay, maybe him playing point guard early in the year is helping him because it looks like the game is slowing down.
Mm.
I'm not sure that I agree with that. Like, I'm not going to say that, you know, Jason Kidd sucks, but I really didn't like that J-Kidd threw him into that spot right out of the gate because this team just had a lot of mouths to feed. I mean, they have a lot of really good players on this team. And so it did feel like Coop was thinking and not playing, but I have to agree with those guys. It does look like the game is slowing down. So, you know, maybe those added reps did help. Maybe his supercomputer in his brain is just that good and he didn't even need the reps to begin with. But, I mean, the game just looks way easier for him than it did even 2 or 3 weeks ago, and certainly than it did 2 or 3 months ago, and even more so than it did a year ago today. So, I mean, if he keeps growing at this pace, then, I mean, we're going to be talking about not just an all-star caliber player, but like an all-NBA caliber player very, very soon.
This is the weird theory I have. Do you think J-Kidd threw him out there knowing he was going to fail and struggle just to maybe let him get his nose bloodied a little bit and have to fight through some things to get him to this point?
He said he wanted to make him uncomfortable, Bobby.
He did say that that's what he wanted to do. You know, he said he wants to make him uncomfortable to see how he responds.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he's playing 5D chess.
I kind of think he is. I think he knew that he was probably going to go out there and fail as a point guard, but it was going to be the toughest thing that he was going to have to do, and he was going to have to fight through that. That's how much I believe in Kidd. That maybe that
you know,
he's
the,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, the other theory, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this one. The other theory that some fans think is that J-Kidd put him at point guard knowing that the team would lose, so that they could kind of move on from the storm that was raging for about 10 months.
That's five level chess right there too.
He might have known something there.
Yeah, but no, to me this seems like that he knew like, okay, I'm going to put this kid in a position where he was going to struggle and it wasn't going to be easy and he's going to have to fight his way. And then they kind of figured out some things, but maybe that getting his nose bloody, like I said, has got him to this point, you know, to where now he's playing game at a different level.
There could be something to that. You know, I think right now.
Just tell me I'm full of crap, Bobby. It's okay. It's Christmas.
No,
I'm used to it.
Full of crap at all. I don't think you're full of crap at all. I mean, I think there could be something there. You know, right now he's getting the ball in a lot more simplified positions than he was earlier, but he is.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Being like kind of the head of the offense in crunch time situations.
He sure is.
And, you know, so if he wouldn't have played point guard early in the year, maybe he wouldn't have felt as comfortable.
Yeah.
Just,
good
hey,
point.
We're going to give you the ball and clear out, and you're going to have to make something happen.
Good point.
But it could be that he would have been ready for that anyway. Like, I just don't know what to believe with this guy, because every single time I see him play, I see him do something that he hasn't done before.
It's unbelievable, and I know like Wendy was talking about the parallels of him and LeBron's first years, and it's nuts. I mean, it really is the offensive game. I agree with you 100%. How quickly he's just picked this up, and also the three ball now seems to be working for him. It's unreal. Bobby Corello with the show on the Fan. They're 6-4 in their last 10. They have wins over Detroit and now Denver. They're 12-19. They're right on the cusp there of the play-in. Kyrie, I don't know if you have more information on when they're going to get him back, but we've kind of been talking team tank this entire time. All of a sudden, are we looking at this team as a playoff team?
Man, that is the raging debate among anyone that watches this team, whether you're media or fan or hater. You know, Kyrie, Mark Stein has sworn that, you know, it's more like February than January for Kyrie, but who even knows? You know, he's not on the court right now in any real sort of substantial capacity, which leads me to believe it's still a ways away until he comes back. But I think the real X factor here is, first off, how good is Coop? Like, is he going to be a 25-point-per-game player for the rest of the season? Because if so, then the schedule's changing. But unfortunately, the reality is, I mean, AD does get hurt a lot. And so when he's healthy, you know, he's playing great. His last six games, oh my God. I mean, he's averaging like 25, 12, 2, 3 blocks, 2, 3 steals. Like, he has been an absolute beast. When he's on the floor, and if Coop is playing like this and AD's playing like this, they're going to be really tough to beat no matter who you are. But if one of them goes out, then it's going to be right back to losing. And, you know, as you look forward, the Mavs have a really good opportunity in about 6 months to draft another stud that can be just as good as Coop or in that stratosphere that's also 19. And, like, man, is it worth – to me, I do not believe that being the A seed and playing OKC in the first round is worth missing out on a chance at the number one pick or the number two or three or four pick. Maybe there are Mavs fans that would feel, no, getting playoff experience for Coop is really important. Mm-hmm. Or if you can try and move up to seventh, that way you avoid OKC and then you see what happens, that's worth it. But I don't see any scenario where a playoff experience is worth missing out on this draft. I just think it's way, way, way too valuable an opportunity to draft another 19-year-old stud to be Coop's running mate for the next 10 years. But I realize I'm not, you know, that might not even be the majority opinion at this point. Vibes are good. The team looks great. You know, a lot of people just want to check ball and go.
Bobby, so you sound like you're sell high guy right now. You're selling high with maybe something with Davis. Is that kind of am I reading you right on this one? The fact that he's playing well and that kind of thing, or where are we at on that?
If someone came through with a good offer, yes. But all the reporting, you know, especially from Stein, who's, I mean, for my money, he's
wired.
Guy,
you guys are wired, no question.
Yeah, but Stein says that teams are just either lowballing or just not interested until they get a little more data. And if that's the case, you know, if teams are just offering, you know, 5 second-round picks and some expiring money, no, I'm not interested in doing that. You know, I would rather go into the summer with AD.
Yeah, see, to me, if I'm a team,
they're not going to trade him if they're not
getting
something.
That's what I'm saying. I'm worried if he keeps playing well, they might not move him, you know? So, I mean, that's I would, if I was a team that was interested in him, what, the Bulls, right? Weren't the Bulls a team?
Bulls, Toronto.
Okay, one of these teams, if he keeps playing well and they keep having these nights where they're beating Denver and people like that, maybe the Mavs say, well, we're not going to trade the guy. And now you miss out an opportunity to get a guy. I think some teams are going to have to come with some offers if they're going to want to get this done.
Yeah, and that's the other issue, right, is that, you know, a team like Chicago or Miami, you know, I think Toronto is kind of having a dream season, and it honestly, they might not even care if they start losing, but Chicago and Miami, they can't say the same thing.
Right.
You know, if it becomes February, obviously the deadline is February 5th or whatever, but if it's like late January and the Bulls are in 10th or 11th place again for the 35th year in a row, maybe they're like, dude, we just have to do it. Mavs, what do you want? Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
You know, deadlines make deals, but that's another, month and a half away. The Mavs could win a whole lot more games.
Damn right they could.
Or even if they trade AD, they could still be out of the lottery, you know? Yeah.
Bobby, what are your expectations for tomorrow before we let you out of here?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I look at Golden State's roster, and I don't see a single guy that can guard Coop. I mean, Jimmy Butler is a freak, and Draymond is very physical, but I think Coop could have his way with them. The Warriors need an interior presence. AD might dominate, but I think the big question for the Mavs is who the heck on their roster can guard Steph Curry a single time? If they can figure it out and crack that code, I think they can win. But, I mean, there's no Derrick Jones on this team or Dorian Finney-Smith or any of those guys
yeah.
to chase Steph around screen. So I'm a little worried about Steph.
Yeah, Bobby, the one thing I learned watching basketball with you during the pandemic, sitting up there and stuff, was that watching Curry play a basketball game is tiring.
Yeah.
Tiring.
He's everywhere.
He's running all over the – he doesn't stop. Doesn't stop.
And all five guys on defense need to worry about that too. But you're also guarding the guy with the ball. Or maybe you're guarding Jimmy Butler on the other side of the floor. Like it is really, really tough, man. And I don't know if the Mavs have the defensive personnel to stop Steph. But I don't think the Warriors can stop the Mavs either. So it can be a really high-scoring, entertaining game.
Let's go bucket for bucket. Let's make it happen. Christmas Day basketball. We love it. Thank you so much, bro. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There he is, Bobby Corella, DLLS Mavs. They do awesome work there.
They do a great job.
All our guys, KG, of course, Bobby. You mentioned Stein. They're all crushing it.
Old
Tim
school
Kato.
Guy. Yeah.
They're awesome. All right, let's do a little finest. The best Christmas Day performances of all time and the holiday day game. The holiday day game guide. Gosh, that was a mouthful. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.